The following is a class on the Bhagavad Gita as it is, second chapter, text number 33 through 35, given by His Divine Grace, A.C. Bhaktivedanta Swami Prabhupada, recorded on September 3, 1973, in London, England.
If, however, you do not fight this religious war, then you will certainly incur sins for neglecting your duties, and thus lose your reputation as a fighter.
Tatchityamimam dharmam sangramam rakarishyasi tatah sadharmam kittincha hityapapam avasas. So, imam dharmam, religious fight, just like even nowadays also, if the soldier disobeys the order of the commander, that soldier is shut down by martialdom. Because to disobey the order of the commander is sinful. So, Krishna says, atha cittam imam dharmam sangramam na karishyasi. This fight is not ordinary fight. It's not the politician's fight. For the sake of religion, you must fight. And if you do not, then sadharmam, you are a kshatriya, not only kshatriya, you are a very well-known fighter. You have been recognized by so many demigods. Arjuna got the Pashupat Astra. To test Arjuna's fighting capacity, sometimes Lord Shiva and Arjuna was hunting in the forest. So, Lord Shiva also as a hunter, he appeared before him. And when a boar was killed by hunting, Lord Shiva claimed that I have done this killing. Arjuna said, no, I have done this. So there was controversy. Who will claim that this is kill animal? So Arjuna was claiming, and Lord Shiva as a hunter, he was also claiming. Then there was fight between Lord Shiva and Arjuna. So Lord Shiva was defeated. So he then disclosed his identity, that I am very much pleased that he is such a nice fighter. So he presented him one arrow, which is called Pashupat Astra. Similarly, he sometimes fought with Indra. He gave him some astra weapon. This was the system, that is, Kshatriya is presented with a kind of weapon. The Brahmana is presented with Vedas. And so far as Vaishyas and Shudras are concerned, they are not very important. So, Arjuna was recognized by Lord Shiva, by King Indra, many others also. So Krishna says that you have got recognition from big personalities. See, if you don't fight, then not only you should be irreligious, but also you lose your reputation. Tata sadharmam kittincha hitya papam avarthas. Papam means sin or sinful reaction. So it has to be just. when sometimes fighting is papam, means sinful activity, and sometimes fighting is punnam, pious activity. It requires the time, circumstances, on what ground the fighting was going on whose order the fighting was going on. These are to be studied. So, violence and non-violence, our great leader, Mahatma Gandhi, he wanted to prove from Bhagavad Gita non-violence. He started the non-violence movement and he wanted to support. Everyone takes advantage of Bhagavad Gita and tries to support his view on the strength of Bhagavad Gita. Therefore, he'll find so many interpreters. Everyone wants to utilize. There are more than 600 publications, commentaries on Bhagavad Gita. One Dr. Rele in Bombay, he has interpreted Bhagavad Gita as talks between a physician and a patient. These things are going on. But that is not Bhagavad Gita. That is Namnath Balad Jasavi Papabuddhi. Namapara, 10 kinds of offenses. This is offense. Just like Namnath Balad Jasahi Papabuddhi. We say, the Shastra says, that by chanting Hare Krishna mantra, you become cleansed of your sinful activities. That's a fact. But if somebody thinks that I shall go on committing sinful activities and chant Hare Krishna mantra, so it will be adjusted, neutralized. This is the most sinful activity. Namnadva, by the strength of chanting, committing sin. So similarly, on the strength of Bhagavad Gita, if one wants to play with foolish philosophy, that is a great offense. That's a great offense. Therefore, Bhagavad Gita cannot be interpreted by foolish commentators. It must be studied through the parampara system, acharya upasana. One must worship the acharya and learn from him what is Bhagavad Gita. Acharyavan purusha veda. This is the Vedic injunction. Who knows things as they are? Acharyavan purusha, one who is under the guidance of acharya. So, you won't find this foolish non-violence theory from any acharya. Many acharyas have commented on Bhagavad Gita. The Ramanucharya, Madhyacharya, even Shankaracharya. But never said that Bhagavad Gita is proof of non-violence. Non-violence is good. But when there is dharma-yuddha, righteous fighting, there is no question of non-violence. Violence is approved. Therefore Krishna says, Tatas sadharmam kirtim. By neglecting your sadharma, your professional or occupational duty, and minimizing the importance of your recognition, kirti. Kirti jasya sajivu. Anyone who is reputed for his good activities, he lives forever. Kirti jasya sajivu. Bhaja sadhu samagamam. Tajo Dujjana Sansadam Bhajasadu Samadamam. The Chanak Pandidarsu says, he is who lives forever. One who has got reputation for his, one who is famous for his good activity. So don't try to lose your reputation. You are a great fighter, recognized by so many authorities, and if you don't fight, then people will say, now Arjuna is finished. He cannot anymore fight. So don't lose this reputation. Don't be deviated from your occupational duty as a kshatriya. If you do all these things, then papam avapsasi. You don't think that you will be a pious. Well, on the other hand, you will become impious. Papam avapsasi. Next word.
People will always speak of your infamy, and for one who has been honored, dishonor is worse than death.
Akritin chavi bhutan kathayishanti te abhyam sambhavitasya chakritin maranada dirichyati. Sambhavitasya, one who is very reputed, famous man, if he does something wrong, then it was better to die before such infamy is grown. This is advice. Arjuna is famous as a great fighter. Not only that, he is personal friend of Krishna, so much so that Krishna has agreed to become his chariot driver. Just try to understand what is his position. The Supreme Personality of Godhead, Krishna, who is worshipped by Lord Brahma, Govinda Madhi Purusham Tamaham Bhajami, he has agreed to drive the chariots of Arjuna on account of friendship. Now, we have to imagine how much famous he is. Everyone says, oh, Krishna is so intimate friend that he has agreed to drive his chariot. This is your reputation all over the world. So, sambhavitasya chakritin. And if you don't fight now, what people will say? Better you die. Krishna is advising that instead of becoming a very good man, non-violent, you lay down your life. That is my advice. You die. I shall see that you have died. I will be very much pleased. This is Krishna's advice. How much he has become, I would say, dissatisfied with the decision of Arjuna. Krishna, I am not going to fight this battle. So Krishna's last advice is that if you don't fight, better you die before him, I shall be very much pleased. Then,
the great generals who have highly esteemed your name and fame will think that you have left the battlefield out of fear only, and thus they will consider you a coward.
Payadranadupuratam mangshanti tvang maharataha jishanchatanga bahumatu vutvajasya silavam. This spirit of kshatriya was prevalent even say 300 years ago in India. There was a king, Jashovardhana Sen. He was the commander-in-chief of Emperor Aurangzeb. So, in one fight, he was defeated. and came back to his home. So his wife heard that my husband has been defeated. He's coming back home. So he asked the caretaker to close the door of the palace. So when Dasavantha Singh came there, he saw that his palace door is closed. Then he sent message to the queen that, why you have closed the door, I have come home. The messenger came and informed that the king has come. So he's asking to open the door. The queen replied, who is king? Jagmohan Singh? No. Jagmohan Singh cannot come, being defeated. Jagmohan Singh, either he conquers the battle or he lays down his body there, dead. So the man who has come, he must be somebody pretender. He is not King Jagmohan Singh. So she refused to open the door. This is the spirit of Kshatriya spirit. So here also the same thing, 5,000 years also ago. That Krishna says that you are so reputed a fighter, and if you stop fighting, people will not consider, especially other commander-in-chiefs like Dronacharya, Bhishma, Karna, they are Maharathas. Maharatha means one fighter who can combat with thousands of men alone. He is called Maharatha. As nowadays the titles are captain, commander, commander-in-chief. Similarly, formerly, Maharatha, Utiratha were the titles given to these soldiers, fighters. So Maharatha, the greatest commanders. So Krishna said that you are recognized one of the Maharathas, so what the other Maharathas will think of you? They will not consider that out of compassion you did not fight. They will think that out of fear you have left the battlefield. They will tell the opposite. Bhayad ranadu puratam. Out of fear you have stopped fighting. Mangshanti tana maharatha. So now you are recognized as one of the maharatha. Jisham satam bohumato. You are known by various commander-in-chiefs. Bhutya jāsasilānam. In their eyes, you will be considered as degraded. Bhutya jāsasilānam. Why should you accept? Better fight and die. That's all.
Next is a conversation with His Divine Grace, A.C. Bhaktivedanta Swami Prabhupada, recorded on September 2, 1973, in London, England.
So, in the bodily concept of life, material necessities can be fulfilled by money, or eating, sleeping, mating. But because these things do not give satisfaction to the Western people anymore, because they have seen enough of them, eating, sleeping, sex life and defense, natural inquiries, what Brahma? But that answer can be had from India, nowhere. And therefore they have got inclination. Whenever they see some Indian Swami, Indian person talking about spiritual, they flock.
but they cheat. And instead of satisfying them, that so far our international society is concerned, we do not cheat. We speak the real truth. Where is God, Krishna? Here you are. Your relationship is to serve me. Do this. So they are doing that. Therefore, we see a little success of this movement all over the world.
What is God to a layman?
Hmm?
What is God to a layman?
Layman?
Like me.
Well, layman means, we already explained, he is no better than animal.
Yes.
Because layman means one who thinks that I am with God. He is layman. He has no other information. So layman is equal to animal. So layman's education, layman's advancement is decoration of the dead body. You could decorate a dead body. You can feel satisfaction. But others will laugh. Yeah, what a fool he is decorating a dead body. Bhagavad Bhakti Hinasa. Jati japastapa kriya apranasya hi devasya mandanam lokaranya. Layman's business is decorating this dead body, that's all.
But if you have to explain to him what is God, how do you explain to him?
Then suppose what is your business? What do you do? You teacher?
Yes.
What is the subject matter?
I teach in law.
Yes. So if one wants to know what is law, then he must become a student. It is not that simply asking what is law, sir, you can make him understand within a minute or even an hour. Is it possible?
No.
First of all, he must be a graduate, then he should take entrance in the law college, then he must learn. So, what is God? That is the inquiry. But it requires training. And that is Vedic dharma, varnashrama dharma. Varnashrama dharma. Varnashrama charvata purushina parapuma. Anyone who has taken to this system of varnashrama dharma, four varnas, brahman, kshatriya, vaishya, shudra, and four ashrama, brahmachari, grihastha, vanaprastha, sannyasa, unless one takes to this institution as education is no more than an animal. So one, to know God means he must become a Brahman, real qualified Brahman. Therefore Brahman is respected, because Brahma Janati iti Brahman. So, but there is no law, lawless country, therefore one is passing as a Brahman without any knowledge of Brahma. That is the defect. Formally, the government will see, I was explaining this morning, that it is the Kshatriya's duty to see that one is passing as a Brahmana, whether he is qualified. Why he should pass? Suppose he says, I am a medical man. He must be qualified. And if he says, I am a medical man, then he is cheating. See, you cannot call yourself a Brahmana unless you are qualified. But that is going on. And this cheating is being accepted. Therefore, this varnashrama dharma, Hindu dharma or Vedic dharma means varnashrama. One must first of all accept the principles of varnas and ashrama. Then there is question of understanding God. God is not so cheap thing. What is God? And you understand him. You must become, first of all, Brahman.
So in order to understand what is God, one has to leave his family and come to something.
So why do you surmise like that? You do not know what is God. How do you surmise your proposal?
No, I mean...
Now why you are asking this question?
No,
I have explained that one has to become Brahman. There are many, there are many Brahmanas, those who are with children, Even Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, although he had no children, he was family man. Nityananda Prabhu was family man. And Advaita Prabhu was family man. They are all Brahmanas, family men. But they knew what is God. The real thing is to know God. Not to, because everything is allowed. These eight, four varnas and four ashramas. There is no such thing that one has to become, to come to this form of life or that form of life. So, varnasrama acharavata, you must execute the varnasrama dharma. Then you will understand. It doesn't matter whether you are a brahmana, a kshatriya, a vaishya, a shudra, that is a cooperation. Just like in your body, there must be the head, there must be the arms, there must be the belly, and there must be the legs. By comparative study, head is more important than the leg. But leg is also required. It cannot do without leg. Similarly, Brahmana is the head. Kshatriya is the arms. Vaishya is the belly. And Shudra is the leg. So as much as I require my head, so much I require the leg also. But the leg must do the leg's duty and the head must do the head's duty. Then it is perfect. And if the head is cracked, then everything is gone. Madman. So at the present moment, there is no Brahman qualified. Therefore the society is in chaos. In chaotic condition, all are searching after something. Substantial, that is the position of the Western countries. They have heard so many things about India's culture. Still, they respect India's culture, spiritual culture. They are hankering after. But unfortunately, the so-called yogis, swamis come and cheat them. That is, and this is the first time that systematically we are presenting what is actual Vedic Dharma or Bhagavata. This question was raised by Ramananda Raya before Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. Varnasi, he quoted this verse from Vishnu Purana. Chaitanya Mahaprabhu said, "Yo vajja age kahwa." Yes, it is all right, Varnasi Dharma, but it is now external. If you know something better, you speak. So in this way, the whole system was discussed. At last, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu approved the system of Savanam Kirtanam Vishnu, chanting and hearing about Vishnu. Varnasrama Dharma is also Vishnu. Vishnu Aradhate. The real purpose is understanding Vishnu, the Supreme. So Varnasrama Dharma is also meant for understanding Vishnu. Vishnu Aradhyate. So, but these formulas of Brahman, Kshatriya, Vaishya, it is the age is so rotten that it is very difficult to revive this Varnasrama Dharma culture. Therefore, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu said, "Iha Bajja Agikaha." Yes, it is all right, but it is external now. It cannot be utilized at the present moment. Therefore, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu said, "Iha Bajja Agikaha." Yes, it is all right, but it is external now. It cannot be utilized at the present moment. So, when Ramananda Raya stated, citing one verse from Srimad Bhagavatam, "Sthane sthita sutikatang tanuvang manuvi, prayasa ajitopi jitapvasi itaistilakyam." If one simply hears about Vishnu, never mind, in whatever condition he is, then he can understand what is God. Sthane sthita, sutigata. Sutigatang means hearing. Receiving from the ear, sutigatang. Tanuvangono vi. And in that way, if he engages his body, his words, Tanuvang, mind, then although Lord Vishnu is Ajita, nobody can conquer him. He can conquer. He can understand what is Vishnu, what is his function, what is my relationship with him. All these things can be understood. Therefore, we are propagating the same principle. We do not ask anyone, first of all you become Brahmana, then come here. No. Let him come and hear about Vishnu. We speak, discuss about Bhagavad Gita. They hear. They hear Srimad Bhagavatam. You have seen our books. So these books are discussed and gradually it is a fact. Sutigatang tanuvangamano vi. If one gives only oral reception to this transcendental message, then although God is Ajita, nobody can conquer. He becomes conquered. So that is becoming, happening. That although they are American, European, Canadian, African, Australian, not all of them are Indian, Indians are also there. But because they are giving oral reception to this transcendental message, they are becoming alive. So, anyone will give oral reception to this message, first of all Bhagavad Gita, entrance, then Bhagavatam, then Chaitanya Charitamritam, like books, then gradually he will be self-realized, fully cognizant what is God. What is God? This is Atharva Brahma Jigyasa, means what is God? So this institution is meant for giving chance to everyone to hear. It doesn't require education. Simply, God has given him this ear. Let him receive the message from the ear. Sruti gatang tanu vang manohi. This is the process. Very simple process. Simply to hear, sincerely, then everything will be done gradually. Chaitanya Mahaprabhu said, Chaita Darpana Marjanam, by hearing the mirror of consciousness. Consciousness is just like a mirror. It is now covered with dust. Marjanam. Mirror, if you cleanse with a duster, then you can see clearly what is your face. So by this chanting process and hearing, gradually, the dirty things in the heart will be cleansed. Sinnatana sakatha Krishna punna savana kirtam. Simply hearing about Krishna is punna, pious activities. Punna savana kirtam. Either you hear or you chant. Punna savana kirtam. Riddhantasta avadrani. There are so many dirty things, nonsense things within the heart. Riddhantasta avadrani. Dunoti. It's washed. Sinnatam sabata Krishna punnat savana kirtana. We'll find out this verse. Sinnatam sabata Krishna punnat savana kirtana. In the first canto, first part, third chapter, corresponding one is calling. Sinnatam, you can find out the index. Sinnatang sapapa Krishna punna savana kīpa riddhantasta avadrāni vidhunati svihit satam. This process should be adopted. Hear about Krishna without any prejudice. Then everything will be. Second, sir. 17th verse. Yes.
Sam Swakata Krishna Punya Swavana Kirtana Vidayantaso Yapadvani Virunti Surit
Satam.
Sri Krishna, the personality of Godhead, who is the Paramatma, Super Soul, in everyone's heart, and the benefactor of the truthful devotee, cleanses desire for material enjoyment from the heart of the devotee, who relishes his messages, which are in themselves virtuous when properly heard and chanted.
This is the process. If you hear about Krishna, then Krishna is within yourself. Ishara sarvabhutana viddesha arjuna tishtati. When he sees you are anxious, then he helps you in cleansing the dirty things within your heart.
Messages of the personality of Godhead Sri Krishna are none different from him. Whenever, therefore, a fenceless hearing of God is undertaken, it is to be understood that Lord Krishna is present there in the form of transcendental sound, which is as powerful as the Lord personally. Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu in his Shastakam declares clearly that the holy name of the Lord has all the potencies of the Lord, and that he has endowed his innumerable names with the same potency. There is no rigid fixture of time, and anyone can chant the holy name with attention and reverence at his convenience. The Lord is so kind to us that he could be present before us personally in the form of transcendental sound. But unfortunately, we have no taste for hearing and glorifying the Lord's name and activities. We have already discussed developing a taste for hearing and chanting the holy sound. It is done through the medium of service to the pure devotee of the Lord. The Lord is reciprocally responded to his devotees. When he sees that a devotee is completely sincere in getting admittance to the transcendental service of the Lord and thus become eager to hear about him, the Lord acts from within the devotee and in such a way that that devotee may easily go back to him. The Lord is more anxious to take us back into his kingdom than we can desire. Most of us do not desire at all to go back to Godhead. Only a very few men want to go back to Godhead, but anyone who desires to go back to Godhead, Sri Krishna helps in all respects. One cannot enter into the kingdom of God unless one is perfectly cleared of all sins. The material sins are products of our desires to lord it over material nature. It is very difficult to get rid of such desires. Women and wealth are very difficult problems for the devotee making progress on the path of back to Godhead. Many stalwarts in the devotional line fell victim to these allurements and thus retreated from the path of liberation. But when one is helped by the Lord himself, the whole process becomes as easy as anything by the divine grace of the Lord. To become restless in the contact of women and wealth is not an astonishment, because every living being is associated with such things from a remote time, practically immemorial, and it takes time to recover from this foreign nature. But if one is engaged in hearing the glories of the Lord, gradually he realizes his real position. By the grace of God, such a devotee gets sufficient strength to defend himself from the state of disturbances, and gradually all disturbing elements are eliminated from his mind.
The prescribed methods are there. We have to adopt it. Without adopting the prescribed method, nobody can advance. But these say the prescribed method is very simple. Simply to hear the holy name of the Lord. Haran Nama, Haran Nama, Haran Nama, Yuvakevala. Kalo Nasti, Munasti, Munasti, Yuvakevala. So, an arch for understanding God, there is. After struggle for material sense gratification. Bodily concept of life means material sense gratification. The Western world is after that, material sense gratification. One who is little advanced, he wants to know more than material sense gratification. That is good sign. And those who are simply absorbed in material sense gratification. They are in the lower stage of animal life. So, what is the present civilization? Western, what is your opinion? What they are for?
What difference does it make? Suppose a person who thinks of God all his life and dies, and a person who doesn't think of God at all and dies. What is our life after death?
Yes.
Then why do we have to think of God? Why do we have to forget about the material?
First of all, you have to understand that there is life after death.
Why? Is it a faith, a belief?
No, it is not faith, it is a fact. That's I have already given you the example. You are a child. That body is no longer existing. But you know that you are a child. Therefore, the conclusion is that although the body has changed, but you, the soul, the knower, is still there. Therefore, when this body will change, he will exist in another body.
In what form?
That is another thing. First of all, you have to accept this fact that you have to change this body, as you have already changed so many times. Tathā fact, Krishna first of all says, Tathā dehāntara prāpti. Antara, another body, you have to accept.
Coming back to your first question when you asked us what do you think about this present world and the present train of spiritual civilization.
Yes. They do not know. Even big professors. I talked with Professor Kotowski in Moscow. He said, Swamiji, after annihilation of this body, there is nothing.
Well, that has brought this disaster, and it's causing more and more trouble. More and more in practice of medicine, if we look into the practice of medicine, that we are more pressed to the problem of mental illness, I should say in the region of 30% of our time is devoted for people suffering from mental anxiety, which we call anxiety stage. And partly depression. And I think most of the time I could surmise part of the problem is not that they are not well fed, it is not that they are not well dressed. Part of the problem is to accept as they are and to think of something which is present. I mean, they could believe that there is something beyond this world. And if they can accept that, probably they will be better off and they will accept their present inconveniences more easily and will not be depressed.
Yes.
And that is the present problem.
That is explained in the Bhagavad Gita. Matra sparshastu kaunteya sitosna sukha-dukkhada. Sukha-dukkhada. Matra sparshastu kaunteya sita usna sukha-dukkhada. Agama apaina anitya tantitikha sabhar. If one is engaged in his cultivation of spiritual life, then he should tolerate all these bodily pains and pleasures. Because they come and go. Just like you are a medical man, you treat some patient, suppose he is attack with fever. Everyone knows that fever has come, after some time it will go away. So, the one who is cultivating Krishna consciousness is not very much disturbed with fever. He knows that it has come, it will go automatically. If you fast for a few days, there is a Bengali proverb, jor and por khete na dili palam. If you receive one unwanted guest and fever, you don't give him eat, then it will go away. Unwanted guest, If you do not give him food, he'll die. Similarly, fever also. If you don't eat, it will go automatically. So, after all, these things come and go. The example is given, Sita Usna. Sita means winter, and Usna means summer. As the summer comes and go, winter comes and go. So these kinds of sufferings, they come and go. So Krishna is advising, tan titikha sabharata. Therefore, the brahmana's qualification is titikha. Satta, sama, dhamma, saucha, titikha. Tolerance. They are not very much bothered with the bodily pains and pleasure. They come and go. They are engaged in real business, how to realize Brahma. See, if one is engaged in the prime business of life, Brahma understanding, atharam Brahma jidyasa, for him this bodily pains and pleasure becomes minor things. Therefore we see such examples that one saintly person is living in the Himalaya and mountain. There is no fall, there is no proper place, still they live. Still there are many, but nowadays it is not possible. Voluntarily they used to go to the forest in the Himalaya just to tolerate this pains and pleasure of the body equally and engage in their own business of spiritual understanding. That is human civilization. Human civilization that is described in the Tapa Divya. For the supreme spiritual realization, one should undergo tapasya. Nāyaṁ deho deho bhājāṁ niloke kastāṁ kāmāṁ arhati virbhujāṁ. This is the instruction of Rishabhdev, that this body, everyone got body, cats and dogs and hogs, they have got body, we have also body. The kings and demigods, they have got body. Everyone has got body. But especially the body of nāyaṁ deho deho bhājāṁ niloke. In the human society, this body is not meant for kastan kama, to satisfy sense gratification with very, very hard labor, like the hogs and dogs. Then what is it meant for? Tapa vidvam putraka jina suddhe. My dear boys, this body is meant for tapasya. Why tapasya? Your question. Jena suddhet. Your existence will be purified. Jasmat brahma sukham anantam. Then you will get perpetual blissful life. So everyone is seeking after a blissful life. And that is not possible in this materialistic way of life. That is not possible. One must seek blissful life in spiritual understanding, brahma-sukha, brahma-sukha, that is required, transcendental pleasure. Lamante yogina anante, satyanande siddhātmani, satyanande, real happiness. In the spiritual understanding, spiritual platform, iti rāma-pade nāsu para-brahma iti avidhiyate. That kind of enjoyment is called Rama. Raman. From Raman, Rama. That is what I said. So there is no education at the present moment. But people are hankering. Western people especially. They have seen enough of this material enjoyment. Now they are hankering after their spiritual life. Therefore, they look forward toward the Vedic culture. This is the answer.
What is the purpose of Lord for creating human life or animal life or so many things?
That is next question. You have to accept this body, but what kind of body he'll have. That you can see, that there are so many varieties of life, body. You have to accept all of them. Just like when you are admitted into school for education, the idea was that he'll be educated, and according to his education, there are so many posts he'll have to occupy. Just you are lawyer, he is medical man, somebody is engineer, somebody else, somebody. Varieties of field of activities. So according to the perfection of one's education, he has to accept one post like that. Similarly, next body means according to your karma. Karmana bhivanetrena jantar deha upapatti. You are preparing your next life. That is also explained in the Bhagavad. Janti diva, diva vrata. Pitrim janti, pitrim vrata. Bhutirja, janti bhutani. Madhya, vinopi, janti bhutani. So according to your culture and mentality, your condition of life will be at the end of your life. Jam jam bhapam smaran loki tajat tanti kalevaram. Sadatad bhava bhavi. The whole life as you have thought, as you have absorbed in thought, the same mentality will be concentrated at the time of your death. So, God's mentality, and God's mentality, and house mentality, or there are so many kinds of. So you'll get next body according to the mentality.
Can you scientifically prove this? I mean, is this a purely matter of belief? Or,
this is science. Our science is perfect science. Because we are receiving knowledge from the perfect Krishna. And the so-called science is imperfect because the knowledge is received from imperfect person. However, great scientist you may be, you have to admit that your senses are imperfect. So, imperfect senses can give imperfect knowledge. That is not scientific knowledge. What you are thinking scientific knowledge, that is bogus. Because the man who has given that knowledge is imperfect. How you can expect perfect knowledge from the imperfect person?
It's a question of degree.
Degree maybe, but ultimately, if you are unable to give perfect knowledge, then what is the use of taking knowledge from you?
Yes, I accept that view, but how do you
do
that in
man? Yes, therefore you take from the perfect, Krishna. We take from Krishna's identity. One speaks as good as Krishna. And that is our process. Evam parampara praptam imam rajasayo vidu. We don't accept knowledge from any rascal. We accept knowledge from Krishna, the Supreme. I may be rascal, but because I am receiving knowledge from the perfect, whatever we speak, that is perfect. A child may be innocent, he does not know. But he has learned that this article is called spectacle. So when he says, the child says, Father, this is spectacle, this is perfect knowledge. Similarly, if you hear from the perfect and act accordingly, then you are perfect. Now Krishna says, Tatha dehantaram prapti. Tatha dehantaram prapti. After death, there is another body. So, we accept it. It doesn't require any proof of so-called science, it is imperfect.
So, the question of belief comes first.
It is not belief, it is fact.
Yeah, but if you say fact, how do you prove?
This is true, Krishna says.
It has been said by Krishna.
Yes.
Yeah, but it's
true. That is our basic evidence. Whenever we speak something, we immediately quote from Vedas. This is our process. If it is accepted by the Vedic process, then it is perfect. Just like in the law court, you are a lawyer. You are arguing. When you quote from a judgment, previous judgment, it is accepted. Similarly, when you give authoritative statement, support of your talking, then it is perfect. That is the way. Otherwise, what part of these books are there? If it is mental speculation, what is the use of this book? But as soon as we speak something, we immediately support by quoting from Vedic literature. And that is perfect. And now we have to possess little knowledge. Just like Krishna says, how Krishna is perfect. Krishna is giving example. Side by side. Jatha, dehin asmin jatha dehi. Asmin dehi, as there is the soul. There is the soul, asmin dehi. And he is having different types of bodies. Kumara jovanam jara. He is changing body from childhood, boyhood to youthhood to another thing. Tathādehandaram prāti. Where is the illogical presentation? This is scientific. For an intelligent man, this is scientific. And if he is still dull-headed, then what can be done? Krishna gives example. Tathādehandaram prāti. As the soul is changing body, from baby to childhood, childhood to boyhood, boyhood to youth, like that. Similarly, after finishing this body, it may be invisible to you, but the subtle body is there. We have got two kinds of bodies. Bhumi rāpāna lo vāyu khaṁ mana buddhiri vacha. This material, eight kinds of material, earth, water, fire, air, sky, mind, intelligence, ego. So, when your body of earth, water, fire, air, now here is a medical man, he knows about this body made of earth, water, fire, air. But he does not know perhaps the body made of mind, intelligence in you. Do you think so? That there is another body made of mind, intelligence and ego?
Not in that sense.
Yes. The mind is there. Everyone knows you have got mind, I have got mind. But can you see the mind? Can you see the intelligence?
These are something abstract.
They are not abstract. These are material. You have no eyes to see.